know, it looks to me like, you know, we certainly need to be reviewing it very carefully during this quarter and taking some action if it's not coming through.
Yeah, I do. You do need to review it. Whenever the actuals are, you need to review it. So I'll say within a month. How about that? Does that seem reasonable?
Yes.
Plan. People don't always do what, you know, we've asked for contingency. I can tell you stories about contingency plans in like 2005, 2006.
I'm sure.
You know, they'd come through months later and they would be stuff, well, I don't know what I'm not going to say. But, you know, like basically, well, the contingency plan is, well, we'll make more money or something like that.
Jamie, could you email that to the list?
I'm right in the middle of telling funny stories.
We're trying to, some of the business, business manager in terms of actuals, we have sent out that effort and sent out the instructions again on how to produce the actuals out of SXRX to the business managers. So, you know, that's on the list.
Okay, I'm emailing it right now.
I'm sorry, I didn't ask if you wanted to.
Okay, so now it's come to you all. It's in the world. So do you want to wait till our Paul gets it? Why don't I read it to you one more time? If there's any objection, then we could maybe just approve it and move on. Based on minimal review, the NFC recommends that the PNB approve the WPFW budget. NFC notes that this budget calls for an increase in revenue of 35% over last year's actuals. Therefore, NFC recommends that the PNB ask the PFW management to produce a contingency plan within a month for what to do if this revenue does not come through as expected. So, that's the motion. Is there any objection to this motion?
I have a question.
Okay, is this Mike?
This is Mike.
Hi, Mike. Yes, go ahead.
I'm relatively new to this. Not relatively, I'm very new.
I understand.
You're moving that in 1 month they're going to review?
They'll produce a plan. No, we should start the review immediately. But that they come back to us with a plan for what to, if they need to cut costs or something. Okay,
that's your contingency, is that the revenue is not coming through as anticipated. They will develop a contingency plan to reduce expenses.
Yes, I suppose. Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
You know, basically, we're at sort of, because it's so late, there's not much we can do with this budget at this point. And you know, WPFW, as Susan pointed out, it's kind of in a hard spot. It's in what, to use the frame, turnaround situation, which means that last year, which we're kind of basing as our comparison point, was a really bad year. So obviously they have to do better than last year if they're going to be, in a sustainable situation. But we kind of have to remember that, well, maybe, you know, maybe that won't happen and we have to do something more
right.
Unpleasant.
Thank you.
Okay. Yes.
Okay. Well, there's a trigger in here. So basically, if the revenue does not come through as expected, then there has to be a contingency plan within a month. So
the way I managed to read was they produced a contingency plan within a month.
For what to do?
Yeah, it doesn't. It's not triggered by whether revenue comes in within a month. Because it's possible maybe the revenue will be okay for the first 2 months. And there won't be a shortfall till later, but still we should have a contingency plan.
I can understand. I agree. I'm just talking about the wording of the motion here. It could be read in more than one way as if the revenue does not come through, okay, somebody could say we wait a few months before we see if the revenue comes through.
Okay. Do you have a suggestion for changing the wording?
I'm looking at it. Let's see. There's a contingency plan. Well, okay.
How about forget within a month and just say quickly or shortly?
Oh, yeah.
Well, okay.
Adverbs work. No, sorry. The thing is, okay, the revenue, when do we determine when the revenue has not yet come through?
We do not determine that, Mr. Chair. What we do is we have a contingency plan immediately.
Yeah, we need
that.
They produce the
okay.
contingency plan regardless of what the revenue is doing.
Because we're showing a 35% increase in revenue for the year, and that may be unrealistic.
Okay, here, how about this, R. Paul? I'll change the wording. We'll take that within a month out of there. So it now reads the second sentence. NFC recommends that the PNB ask WPFW management to produce a contingency plan for what to do if this revenue does not come through as expected.
Okay,
the
that's,
contingency
that, yeah,
plan
that
should
better.
Be produced in a month. How about that? Add an extra sentence.
The extra sentence is what?
The plan should be presented within a month.
A month from the PNB passes.
Yeah, within a month, whatever, you know, a month. Just to have a, like, so it's not, like, a year.
As usual. All right, so it would read that, therefore, the NFC recommends that the PNB ask WPFW management to produce a contingency plan for what to do if this revenue does not come through as expected, period. The plan should be presented within a month.
Yeah, you know, the second sentence is not so deftly worded. To produce a contingency plan to cover...
This is summer mandated.
Yeah, go ahead.
Like, regardless of revenues generated, I mean, we're already into our fiscal year, so, you know, it's like from you want a month from the time this is passed from the PNB, regardless of the revenue that's coming in at that point. So
I could add that at the end of the last sentence.
It could just be part of the first sentence, you know, PNB directs management of NFC recommends PNB direct management of WPFW to generate a contingency plan within 1 month of PNB passage of this motion, regardless of incomes received at that point. Bam.
Okay.
Can I ask
Wait,
a question?
Let me just get that
Sorry.
Wording, Summer. Hold
Sorry.
On. So the NFC recommends that PNB asks WPFW to produce a...
Direct WPFW management to prepare a contingency plan within 1 month of passage of this motion by PNB, regardless of incomes received at that point.
Produce.
You know, so we're not waiting to see, you know, are you making the money right now in the first month? We need to see a contingency plan before time passes for this fiscal year.
Mr. Chair?
Okay, hold on 1 second.
That way it's not income dependent. This is, you know,
exactly.
In order to provisionally pass this budget, we must have a contingency plan.
Month of passage of this motion.
That way they know a month from what? It's a month from passage.
Regardless. What was that last?
Regardless of income received at that point.
That's right.
Income received up to this.
So this isn't tied to income. It's tied to passage of their budget.
Gotcha.
Mr. Chair.
Okay.
Can I?
Go ahead, Albert.
Okay.
I don't want to be nitpicking, but we want to be correct at every point, especially complying with the bylaws. Can the PNB instruct the PFW, or has this got to go through the ED?
The directors, yeah.
Mm. You know, when you look at it, really, not the directors so much, like it is the executive director. That's the line of a
authority.
Yes.
Why don't we
if you understand what I'm saying.
To request.
A request, okay.
I mean, it's obvious that what we want to happen and the people in... Request would make it sound like we're not telling him what to do.
It's gentler.
This is LaVarne. I think that Susan was going back to some of the things we talked about in terms of which we should have in the budget. That I talked about, you know, risk and opportunities for the plan. So how we present those, that's still something that I will be asking each general manager to provide. So hopefully it could be in the format that you're thinking of. But that's what each budget should have. So, you know, how we present that, we present it as risk and opportunities, or a contingency plan, in case the revenue does not come through. We can present it that way too.
Okay. Oh, and I also heard Alberto.
Yes, I just wanted to say maybe that sentence, going back to that crafting of the sentence, I think if you set a date by February 20th, 2010, that should be specific enough and
okay,
say the contingency plan
okay.
should come in by February 20th or 18th or whatever, 30 days from now.
Okay.
Thank you. I'll be off the channel
I'll put
now.
That date there. Okay, so this is where it stands now. Based on minimal review, the NFC recommends that the PNB approve the WPFW budget. NFC notes that this budget calls for an increase in revenue of 35% over last year's actuals. Therefore, NFC recommends that the PNB request WPFW management to produce a contingency plan by February 20, 2010, regardless of income received to that point.
I'd move that we approve it.
So that's your motion.
I can support that.
Okay. So is there any objection to that?
No.
I don't want to delay, so I won't.
Well, basically, we're... Okay, so that's
okay,
good.
I just want to make sure I have this last one
here. I'll send it to you as I have it.
Oh, why don't I just read it fast and you can say yourself.
Okay.
Therefore, the NFC recommends that the PNB request WPFW management to produce a contingency plan by February 20th, 2010, regardless of income received up to that point.
Excellent.
That's it. Okay, great. Thanks.
Okay, good. So that's the PFW budget. So that's been handled.
Yeah.
Now, is there a national office budget? It's been, remember, two meetings ago we had a budget, but there were some issues, and you guys said you would meet and, you know.
Yeah, we do have a national office budget. We did, late this evening, look at the affiliates budget and see if the one that we have, the spreadsheet, and the national office has those items in there, and Arlene and I took a cursory look at that, and it appears that the funding is in there, and the way the affiliates budget was presented earlier here, I'll just send it to you now.
Is this the national office budget that you guys are all happy with?
What guys?
LaVarne and Arlene, basically.
No, it's the budget. The budget is what we have right now, and the budget is we also ran a preliminary consolidated. Bertold ran the consolidated, and so we have a number. We have a number, but there's some issues because it's negative. But I think that's because we still don't have. I think the correct. Perhaps we have. We'll look at make sure the revenue is in there. But let me just send the national. Yeah, this is the one that we had sent before, and I think I sent it out today. I'll send it again. But yeah, it's the same one.
And this, I mean, what I'm asking you and Arlene both. I mean, you both agree that this is the budget you'd like to see us pass.
Yes, for me, yes.
Okay, good. All right, thank you. All right, so that should be coming any second now in my email.
Here, let me just send what I sent earlier. Hey, can we just move ahead while I send this PRA?
Excuse me, Jamie, this is Fred. Is this the budget of December 18 that's being resent?
Yes.
Apparently, there's been some changes.
Okay.
So, I mean, I don't know if it is or not, actually.
It's the one you have. Does it say revised December 18th?
Yes.
That's into the consolidated. Yeah, we have to get this. Okay, well,
so you're saying we should wait till this is going to take a few minutes to get to us? Is that what?
I'm going to send this to you now.
Okay. Well, maybe we could take a. Well, because the other items on the agenda are sort of non-budgetary, and it's probably just as soon to stick with the budget. Actually, they're the most important things, actually. So.
Okay.
Oh, you know, I have some interesting news while we're waiting. There was a reporter, there was a photographer from the New York Times at our local station board meeting last night.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
No. That's not good.
Any articles?
And he saw how we behave.
So, I told her, thanks for coming, I guess. We'll see. She said the story might be in the paper tomorrow. She sent me her photos and asked me to ID the people.
This is a woman?
Yeah.
It's getting interesting.
Is the story going to be presented as fiction or nonfiction?
Let's see. They might be running the story tomorrow. That's what she says.
I think this will be a trial for a reality series.
Right.
Where on the agenda are we?
Well, we're waiting for the National Office budget. If it's going to come in a minute, I think we should wait for it. But if it's not, then we should do something else.
What was the other thing we wanted to do?
We wanted to review the revenue policy and Susan's motion regarding response to the auditor's letter. I mean, my thought was that rather than break away from the budgets, we should stick to that and get them done, because in my view, that's the most important thing, and plus it's a different kind of a thing. But if the National Office budget is going to take time, then we should break away and do that.
It just left as NO budget. I should have said YES budget.
Okay, cool. So it's on its way.
I have a question, Jamie.
Yes, go ahead, Summer.
Are those other matters executive session or part of the public session?
I think they're not executive session. Okay. Is there any reason, Grace or Arlene, why the revenue policy issue? I mean, some of the...
Not unless it gets into some questions that involve personnel, okay. And I don't think that's necessary in order to deal with the content of the proposal.
Okay.
Yeah.
But we have to be careful that we don't get into that area.
Okay, so. So Arlene sent this out. I can send this. You haven't seen this, right, Summer? You haven't probably seen this, right? Neither you nor Alberto has seen this. So I'll forward it to you.
Thank you.
Lawrence Mail has hit the website.
Oh, it's here? Okay.
So it's hit the website, and I think it's coming in right now, because something big is coming into my email.
Very exciting.
The spreadsheet. And there it is. I got it.
Moving at the speed of electrons.
Moving at the speed of Yahoo.
Okay, there it is. NO budget. Great. Okay. What do we get in this one?
Number.
It says 2B. 2B is how it starts. 2B National Office Budget.
Okay, let me just forward this to someone out there, too.
Look at the number. Well, it is slightly different. So why is it different?
Okay. All right, so let's take a look at the National Office Budget. And as I said, we've actually reviewed it before, and I need to refresh my memory what is still outstanding.
We can send that one out, where he actually responded to the question. So it's in, let me send that one also.
Is that the National Office or the PRA?
That's right. It was the last one was the PRA, you're right.
So PRA, basically, we've already dealt with as much as we're going to do.
Okay, and then he had the questions that he answered. Okay.
Laverne, what about the affiliates portion?
Oh, that's where we reviewed it. So the document that I sent actually has, I think, the affiliates on there, but it's not.
I think it does.
It says, does it? Because I sent two out. Well, let me just check. Oh, no, here's the affiliates. Let me send that one to you. The affiliates is we made slight changes on those to make sure it was also consistent. We have it here.
of information, Mr. Chairman?
The national office is there, so we can start with that, then I'll do the affiliate and refine it.
Mr. Chairman?
Okay, cool.
Jamie?
Well, I hear Alberto. I don't hear Jamie.
Oh.
I hear Alberto, too.
Yeah, okay, thank you. I was mute, but I have a question of information for Jamie.
Yes, go ahead.
Sorry to bother you, Jamie, or the group. I had a question. If my memory serves me correctly, we had reviewed the affiliates budget several weeks ago, and it seems, in my mind, that we had approved it.
Yes.
And therefore, we had the staff person.
Ursula.
And we went over that. I don't see why you guys would want to go over it again. And,
I think it wasn't. We didn't totally approve it. The motion was sort of. We approved it in principle, but the language said something like we neither endorse nor reject certain of the expense items.
Because
it kind of dealt. What we wanted to do, Alberto, was deal with the uncertainty. The way that budget was set up, it kind of dealt with indirect costs to National by. Assessing a central service fee to the affiliates program.
Okay.
Which, you know, actually no one really knew whether that was...
Yes, well, let me...
And we wanted to punt it back to the national office.
Yeah.
My question is the affiliate budget supposed to be part of the national budget now?
Well...
Is there a tab for affiliates?
Well, the initial requirement of what we had was to have a tab... affiliates. So we will still work on that to put that in the budget. But what we have now is a spreadsheet that is not in the same format as the budgets for the stations and PRA and national office. But we have a spreadsheet that shows the costs that we have gone in, and we've also made sure that the costs here are consistent or are in the national office budget. So that's what we can send you as a spreadsheet. But no, the goal was to have us have it in the same format as the other budgets, and then as a sub, we talked about this before, as a subset, and then total into the national office. So in terms of a sheet and a budget, just like the other units, it's not that way. But the goal is still to get it in that way, so we can. Measure the performance over the year.
Okay.
Which is the prime reason for to have it separate.
Right. So we can monitor the income and direct expenses kind of thing.
Mr. Chairman, I'm sorry.
Yes, go ahead.
Thank you. This is my memory. The reason we had neither adopted or approved or we reviewed it and kind of nodded at it was that the situation that I thought we had agreed that the executive director would be the person that would, because she is the executive, and the staff people under the national office are under her supervision, that she would make the final determination on how the monies that would be coming in would be spent. And the second part was that the reason that the staff person for the affiliates was coming in with that 19.5% was to see if it could slip by, and therefore the overage of the income over the expenses, so that the national office would not take the rest of the money for general operating expenses. And if that 19.5% got adopted, that would kind of limit the executive director at being able to utilize the funds that would be brought in by the affiliates and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And that's what I remember in my mind about all of that activity. And I wish for, and I just want for all the other members to listen to that explanation, because that's really how it came about and what it meant. Thank you.
Okay, so, well, I think basically we've looked at most of this. Our queries last time were about the affiliates program, basically we sort of requested that national staff, you know, develop a way of expressing affiliate budgeting that you guys were happy, that not you guys, but the national staff was happy with, especially Arlene, because as Alberto says, she does supervise that, and we, you know, we're none of us really is in a position to know the details. And also, there were a couple of closed session items on this budget that people had questions about. Beyond that, I don't think people had too many questions about, you know, that. Those were the questions, those were the areas that people, the concerns that came up last time. That's the reason why we didn't pass it last time, because of two closed session items and the affiliate program. So I understand you to say, Varn, that you that the affiliate budget that you just sent us.
I'm sorry, could you repeat that? I was undoing the mute.
Okay, the affiliates program, the affiliates budget that was just sent,
mm-hmm.
This is sort of a revised version that details the cost of the program. Is that correct?
Right. We're taking out the allocation.
Gotcha. Okay, yeah, folks, if you look in your inbox, there is an affiliate budget for cost and income that's broken out by month. Direct cost of the program and income broken out by month. So,
Jamie,
you know, it seems reasonable to me. It's basically what we looked at before. I don't know that we need to look at it further, but there it is. And anyway, so this, people are free to look at it now. It just came in. So, LaVarn, then this total income is going to be, this is going to be what's the income in the national office budget, right?
Yeah, it's the same line, 237,915.
Okay, fantastic. And then the different costs in here are somewhere in the national office budget too.
We kind of scanned it. It looks like it's, you know, with the major item like the website that we made sure is there. It's $6,500 on the national and $5,000 on this affiliate. So it should be.
Okay, if somebody's phone's ringing, please, that'll be fine. Yeah, so there may be a few minor adjustments, that's what you're saying?
On the affiliates?
To match the affiliates to the national?
Yeah, we see that the things are, the major items are covered, and the others is kind of like in there. Okay,
that's helpful. Well, if there's any questions about how the affiliate budget is interwoven with the national budget, we can take those now. And then what I'd suggest that we do is go into closed session for a little bit, at least to review the two closed session items. And then we can come out of closed session and approve this budget or vote on it and then do whatever else we need to do. How does that sound?
Okay.
Because the two sticking points beyond how the affiliate budget was set up were two closed session items.
Jamie, Fred, I'm having trouble getting that spreadsheet, but does the budget document show lines for expenses for affiliates? Where did we end up with that?
Well, one of the expenses is personnel, so that is in there.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other expenses, I'm not sure that they're, I don't believe these expenses are broken out exactly right, but we could see. Let's see here.
Okay. Here, the items are.
There's a line, build out of website for $5,000.
That's the audio port that Ursula was talking about, right?
Right. I wonder if that may be in here somewhere.
It is. That's what I told you about. $6,500 in March, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Where's the line? Yeah. In February, the $65,000, it says, it should say...
Which row what's the Excel row number there?
I think we showed it on the capital here, and it's row I'm sorry, I'm not on the budget. I'm on the
Oh, I see it. Yes, I see it there. It's on
435.
Row 35. So that's 6,500 includes the 5,000 for the
right,
website.
Right, right.
Okay,
that's
so
true.
If we go to capital expenditures, 022.
Anybody following? We in the national office budget. We're looking at 6,500.
022, and there it is. Okay, good, very, very good. So that specific item is definitely in there.
Okay.
So, you know, we could include in our motion ensure that some language like ensure all the affiliate cost to affiliate program are budgeted in the national office budget if they're not.
Sure.
And I believe the personnel costs are indeed budgeted.
Right, which is different from what the initial it's here.
Okay, that might be our close, yeah. Okay, and the other items like laptop and printer equipment, 1500, I don't know.
Well, I remember she went on extensively about her lack of equipment.
Oh, no, I'm not saying that it's not worth doing. We're just wondering, is it in the national office budget?
Hmm.
What I would do is recommend that we...
Yeah, we did.
It's there.
We have... I looked at it earlier, so I'm trying to find it. But, yeah, I looked at all of them. Wait, we have it. Okay.
Okay, I mean, I don't need to look at it carefully here.
Right.
I would just say something in the motion to pass it, some language like ensure that all affiliate expenses are reflected in NO budget. That way we'll say it needs to be done. And if you
and maybe
done it,
clearly marked, because it seems like some of the confusion arises not because they're not there, but because we don't know the affiliate expenses.
Right.
It'd be noted and discriminated or something.
Yeah.
We want a little bit of detail.
Okay.
You know, I'm picking up one thing that I think we were supposed to take out. I don't think that a portion of Free Speech Radio News was to be charged to the affiliate.
Well, that's a reflection of sort of something that is now up in the air. In our old version of how we were going to pay for the the increase, that was there, but now it's not necessarily there.
But we decided we were taking it out. We took out Democracy Now!, but we didn't take out Radio News.
Okay, so we'll say that needs to be taken out in our whatever motion we pass. We'll note that.
8571.
Okay.
8571.
Mm-hmm.
Take it out of the national office.
Mm-hmm. So that just adds, just shows that it produces a greater income.
I think that when we work on this for next year, that one of the things we should do is, you know, have some notes to go with it, and one of the notes would be that the affiliates benefit from being able to take Democracy Now! And Free Speech Radio News, but there's no way to specifically budget a portion of that to them.
Exactly.
That way we're acknowledging that there's an expense there, but it's not really something you can account for exactly.
Right. Okay, so ensure that all affiliate expenses, so what are our concerns? I had to move around. So all affiliate expenses are entered in NO budget. NO budget, and what was that word? Somebody said they had to be notated.
Yeah,
or
I said discriminated, but it's uniquely identified.
And unique and identified, let's see.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one was that remove FSRN costs of 8571 or whatever it is from F budget. Okay, so would people be happy with that if we pass the national off? If we so the plan is, and also enter combine affiliate budget with NO budget. that's the plan, right? It's all going to be one big packet of sheets, one big Excel file.
Yeah, we have it preliminary, but we're having to make sure we have it. So the PFW revenue is in there, but we actually have one, a preliminary look at it.
Okay. So it'll all be linked together in a...
All the formulas for each one of the lines are not in there yet. We just have a consolidated line for expenses, so that's what we have to check that before I give it to you.
Jamie, this is Fred. If I could, just a point of information.
Yes, go ahead, Fred.
We're approving a national budget, and we don't yet have a final document. Is there any way to get that final document and to have a very brief meeting? It strikes me as a little bit irregular, but I'm new to this body.
Well, you're correct. It is irregular. The problem is it's so late, and our time, I just want to say, I want to leave us having done everything we have, everything we can do. So if the committee would like to meet again to see a final version, I'm sort of afraid if we don't get something done now, you know, it may never happen. So
yeah, I understand
while we're all on the phone.
Yeah. What I would like to do is just make sure that the sum of the parts equal the whole.
I think, forgive me, Arlene, it would be useful, and at least in an ideal world, to see what those parts are. And I think Jamie has been... cajoling us toward that point. My guess is that we must be very, very close.
We have one. I have one here, but what has happened is that the consolidated is the formulas are not in there for each line for me to check it to make sure it's correct. What I have is the formulas now. We have the revenue for each line item. And we just have a total on expenses, and I don't want to release it if the number is not correct. So what needs to happen is that each one of those lines, the formulas should be in there to sum it up to make sure that we can go back and check it to make sure it's correct. And that's what I have it right here in front of me.
Yeah, no, I think that we're certain you do. I guess I would feel far better if we could. See that document and schedule a brief meeting at the convenience of all. I certainly would be there.
Okay. Well, let me ask the committee. What is the preference of this committee? Fred has suggested that rather than piece together a motion which says we approve the budget, basically if you do this, 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 and this, we should wait until they do this, 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 and this, and then approve the budget. But that would require another meeting. And
Mr. Chair.
And, we were hoping to get everything tied up in a neat bow before the PNB meeting in 2 weeks from now. So the hope is that we would approve it, and the PNB by teleconference would approve it prior to the new PNB. So the new PNB would have a budget already in place, and they would be in a position to start monitoring spending. So that's kind of that's the time pressure. Okay, Sue.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Susan?
Yeah, go ahead.
Part of that question then is, can the PNB meet again? It's meeting tomorrow night. So I think a question goes to the chair, to the PNB chair. Can we meet again a week later?
Oh, by the way, all of us are meeting out the yin-yang.
Right, right. Grace, is there a plan for another PNB meeting after tomorrow's PNB teleconference?
I don't know.
That's what it would take if we want to do this, if we want to wait. I think, in a way, Fred is correct. We probably should see it more. If there's a final document, we should see it. So it means we have to meet again, though.
Means the PNB has to meet again.
Yeah, this body has to meet, and the PNB has to meet after it.
I think if we don't do that, we're not true to the mission of this committee.
Mr. Chair, let me comment also on the point that he's making. First of all, I would just as soon not meet again if possible, but I do think that this is very important. And one of the problems that we suffered when we came on board in 2009 is that we did not have in hand what the budget clearly was. We did not have in hand the budget with all of the changes that have been made during the budget process. And so I think this is something, particularly since we are past the first quarter, that they're getting it into the best shape we possibly can will help the new PNB and the new ED and the CFO, who I hope will be able to have this as being her job rather than splitting her time in the future.
Okay, so it sounds like people are more interested in waiting and meeting again next week. Well, are you all available? Are people available next Tuesday or next Thursday?
Yes.
Is there any objection to... Well, let me ask LaVarn, could you and Bertold and Arlene, if you guys are the one making these changes, could you guys put the affiliate budget correctly in the total NO budget package and, you know, enter all the costs by next Tuesday night?
I checked it, and it's there. I mean, it's... But the affiliates are, you know, like the affiliates would always, would be in there. So, but yeah, I'll just confirm it again. But yeah.
No, LaVarn, I'm asking you a specific question. Can we get a document that has it all put together with any of the little changes that we've come up with? Or, you know,
oh, absolutely.
Can we have that
I'll
by next
you, I'll
Tuesday?
I'll send you the affiliates, Matt, and then I'll...
No, my question, LaVarn, is, can we have that by next Tuesday night?
Yes. The answer is yes.
Okay. So let's meet again next Tuesday night to deal with the rest of the national office to deal with this issue, which is unfortunate, but that's the way it is. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Bertold is doing the formulas now that hadn't been done in the consolidated. Just letting you know, we're doing it now.
All righty. Okay.
In fact, he's been doing it for
Then what is the pleasure of this body? Then we can go to the closed session and ask and review the two closed session items about the national budget that people brought up last time. Would people like to do that now and get that out of the way?
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Paul?
Yeah. I would like to bring up another small, very small item in executive session.
Okay. Okie dokie.
Maybe 1 minute's worth of item.
Okay, well, the other option is we don't go into closed session this evening and we spend our time on the revenue policy.
Mr. Chair, I suggest that closed session might be appropriate because all of those, I think, are national office issues.
Yes.
To address on Tuesday.
You're saying we go into closed session this evening or on Tuesday?
Tuesday, because we'll be talking about, because they have to do with the national office, and we'll be talking about national office then.
Okie dokie.
Claire, could you repeat that, please?
She's suggesting that we go into our closed session on Tuesday. We don't do closed sessions this evening. And for the rest of this call, for the rest of 40 minutes, we deal with a different topic.
Would, just point of clarification, would we be discussing the executive director's proposed resolution on revenue accounts?
Yeah, that would be the next thing for this evening.
Yes. Okay, thank you.
Okay, so why don't we do that, folks, unless there's an objection. We'll postpone the national office budget till Tuesday. And we go now to the revenue proposal. Let's see, Arlene, are you there?
I'm here.
Let's see, would you like to introduce this to us? And also, I'm interested in what you're looking for from us, just some feedback or?
Well, there are a couple of possibilities. One is obviously feedback. The other is whether the committee endorses or does not endorse that,
okay.
Maybe a possibility, and you may prefer not to take a stance, and I can live with either one of those.
Okay. Let's see. So does everybody have this? This was sent to us this afternoon around, it was sent to us at 5:38 p.m. my time.
Can you send me a copy,
and it's a document called Fiscal Accountability. 1-13-10. It was sent to Nat Finance Comp, so people should have it. So you can open it up. Okay, Arlene, why don't you take the floor?
Okay, the reason for doing something like this is, you know, some of the things that have come to our attention recently, including the fact that a $375,000 check sat in a drawer for 14 months, that $1 million gift that Dr. Leonard had offered to WPFW to be fulfilled over a five-year period was only the first fifth of that was fulfilled, and I have a response that the reason he hasn't done any more is because we didn't live up to his terms and haven't made appropriate contact with him to let him know what we were even doing to try to do that. And also things that happen like the problems with the post office box in New York, all of these things possibly could be discovered, or most likely would be discovered, if the national office were getting first look at the actual bank documentation and could see that these funds were making sense. In other words, we know that we got this $375,000 gift. It was assumed that it was deposited, but there was never any confirmation that came to the national office of that. And so all of these things were tracked by establishing station revenue accounts where all of the revenue for a given station would go into its revenue account. The national office, the local business manager or whoever was designated, the general manager or whoever would have access to look at that account to be sure that everything looked kosher. And the national office would have not only the ability to do that, but would reconcile the bank account, and then on the first of each month would transfer funds to the operating account. In addition, any restricted gifts would immediately be placed in a restricted fund for that particular station with proper notation of exactly what the terms were and what needed to be done in order to fulfill that restricted gift. It would accomplish two things. One would be the control of funds that were coming in and making sure that they were properly deposited. And then it would also put a control on overspending so that we wouldn't have a situation where stations are spending way beyond what's in their budget and suddenly everybody's out of money because spending has gone out of control. So that's two goals, to get better accountability. If one looks at the management letter that came from the auditors last year, and we expect there will be some of the same deficits this year, one of the issues that they've noted, and I've quoted several of those in this recommendation, was that there isn't any control of what the locals are doing, and so it's run amok.
Okay. So, Mr. Chair, on the staff, Susan? Sure. Let me just say a few words here. I didn't actually adequately introduce this. I'm sorry. I'm not feeling too well. But anyway, what Arlene is proposing, and actually I should say this is a proposal that I do support, is a new system to institute a system which is somewhat different than the one we have to control funds that the foundation has. And the motivation for the change, as Arlene has stated, one motivation was that the auditor said that our current system has a lot of flaws. Another motivation is that we've actually seen real flaws in not being aware that that check wasn't deposited or other things. There's been a number of screw-ups over the years. And another flaw, which is particularly near and dear to my heart, is that the reporting within the foundation tends to be poor, such that the national board is not really well-informed enough to to know exactly how much money the foundation has. And part of that is due to the fact that we get reports from national office, which relies on reports from the local stations, which, you know, may, and there may be issues there, but oftentimes it's not exactly right or it's late or there's some funny thing with it. So, as was explained by our attorney, the current system, especially with the statement by the auditor that called it a material weakness, it sets up a system whereby bad things can happen with our money, and we really would not, the Pacifica National Board would not be in a position to clearly know that. So in a way, we really wouldn't be as responsible as we need to be as the core fiduciaries of the foundation. And there was one other, there's one other point I wanted to make, which...
Can I add one point while you're thinking, Jamie?
Yes, why don't you go ahead.
Okay, another issue is that once the auditors made us aware of these material, of this material weakness and of these deficiencies, then that greatly increases the liability potential for the board members on the national board. The national board has a fiduciary responsibility to handle and make sure that the funds of the foundation, which includes all of the stations and every other arm like the archives, are handled responsibly. And if that's not happening, the board members can be held liable.
Okay, thank you. That's a very good point. And as a board member, I take that to my heart, and the new board members should too. Let me just, for those of you who didn't receive this management letter, well, let me first ask, is there any reason why I should not read this paragraph from the letter about material weakness on this call? Is there any confidentiality issue there?
Mr. Chair?
Yes?
No.
I believe that there is, because the management letter is addressed to the board, and it says, I think, in the management letter that it is a confidential letter.
Okay, well, then what I could do, I can forward this to the committee, because the members of this committee are, you guys are held by confidentiality, so I will forward this to you, and you can read on page 5, I believe it is. They have a paragraph about a material weakness that, I'll just read one little quote, that results in more than a remote likelihood that a material misstatement of financial statements will not be prevented or detected by the entity's internal control. Basically, what that means, the issue is that the people that are doing their reporting and handling the money, which are the station business managers, are really not directly responsible to the people that the board hires, which are our GM and our CFO, our ED, I'm sorry, and our CFO. So let me forward that around, and then I will call on Susan next.
Great. I'd like to make just a couple of points. One, there has been some discussion about where this responsibility needs to reside with the LSBs and the GMs or with the PNB. When Arlene brings up the question of personal liability, the people who are personally liable, in other words, have to pay out of pocket to defend or for settlements, are the Pacifica National Board members. So the law looks to the Pacifica National Board members, and the uncomfortable truth is the Pacifica National Board members are the people who are very appropriately at risk. Having the LSBs be actively involved in evaluating management, understanding the shortcomings that were identified in the management letter for individual stations, and Alberto can second me on this, that KPFT, I think that we did try to address those as a part of management evaluation. It's been real hit or miss across the system. The place where the accountability has got to happen is at the national board, and we basically had what were said to be the summaries of bank statements that showed that $375,000 deposited in a bank account, and it was not there. It wasn't stolen, but it was not there. So we have grossly inadequate reporting that we are having to say grace over. The other thing is, I think we're very fortunate that we have a three-person team, as I understand it, who took a very
hard look at this and really, you know, set everything else aside and dealt with that. Our attorney, very capable, our new executive director, and then our CFO, who's been grappling with some of the results of these problems all year long. And I just wanted to confirm with LaVarne, participated in, or you took the lead in drafting this, and you think that this is the way that this measure is crafted will help us address some of the problems that we've experienced this year?
Yeah, this is LaVarne. Thanks, Susan. The initial draft, which you haven't seen, which is quite long, was done by me, and then we all worked this together when I was in Berkeley, Ricardo, Arlene and I, and then again, I did the initial draft, which I said is quite long with a little flow chart on it, and that after I returned here that Sunday when I was doing all the fun stuff with the 50th anniversary, I actually worked on that most of the day. So, yeah, I did do that, and then we, you know, took the major portions out and sent that, and then Arlene has since just submitted another draft with Ricardo and I both, you know, of making changes and agreeing that's what we believe that will really bring the organization to a point where we can address the issues that were in the audit letter, which, you know, we couldn't address last year as we were going through all the fires. But that I do, Susan, and I really think that, you know, like the thoughts that you put out are quite succinct and that it will and that supporting this will help the foundation, and again, it will address the issues in the audit letter from year before for 2008. And as we see that, you know, as we went through the fires and not able to do that last year, the product of that was that $375,000 check, and in terms of
And the $1 million at WPFW.
And I was about to say, in the pledged, and also in terms of if I wasn't in my dual role here, I would not have uncovered as quickly the over $124,000 that were sitting there and not moving in our lockbox, and the fact that there were two BRE permits. So as a board and having a real fiduciary responsibility that this will move this forward.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Chair, I would like to move that this committee endorse the policy.
Okay, thank you. So that motion is on the floor. So,
Mr. Chair, Fred Klunder, if I can get on the stack sometime.
Yeah, go ahead, Fred.
Yeah. The fiscal accountability piece that our executive director puts before us is clearly a serious approach to addressing a very serious matter, and certainly one that I, as I gather the rest of all of us, take quite seriously. I refer to the Heath situation of the $375,000 check and a wealth of other matters that are referenced here. Some of them briefly, some of them in more detail, in what is nonetheless a very concise document of 2.5 pages. At this point, I'm not speaking either for or against the recommendation, but it strikes me that it, in a certain sense, moves very quickly to a conclusion. In a certain sense, it begins and ends at the end, which is the recommendation. And my concern is that in the seeming absence of a need to do this very quickly, the need here is for a structured decision document, if you will. The need is for a business case, which consists of a statement of the problem. I'm thinking it would need to be a statement of a number of problems. And then for each of those, and this is, I guess, key, central to what I'm seeing here, two options. There's a problem. There are a variety of options to address it. Each of these options have advantages, have disadvantages, have risks and issues, have cost impacts, not least, organizational and political impacts. My guess is that there are a number of sensitivities here in our broader community, and there is a need for controls. I can think of a number of different options that haven't been enumerated here. So what I would feel far better about would be to commend the executive director for this, for the very timely response to the problem, and ask that the document be augmented in keeping to a much greater extent with a standard business case analysis that puts before this body and subsequently before the PNB a clear statement of each problem and a number of options that could be utilized to address it, ranging from such matters as CFO signature to any other number of things.